all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you.
It's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 is Hannah and Raven. I know this is a little controversial because people are so torn about it.
Okay, what do you got?
But if you judge other parents that give their children iPads or iPhones at restaurants, that's all I need to know about you. When you get that disapproving look from another table, I just feel like you forgot what it's like to be a parent. And the reason why this came to my mind today was that the World Health Organization has issued this new thing saying that babies should never have screen time.
Okay.
And that children under the age of 5 should only have 1 hour.
Okay.
Now.
Easier said than done.
I try to take my daughter out to dinner. She's 5 months old.
Right.
Started having a meltdown. And I definitely put Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on YouTube so I could get 5 minutes to shove the burger in my mouth.
Okay.
You know?
And it worked?
Yeah. And I looked over my shoulder, and sure enough, there was an older woman that was giving me this look as if I was trying to poison my child. And I was like, you know, you just forget how hard it is, and sometimes you just want to eat a burger.
Well, I think that they probably think that they have the child's best interest at heart, but they don't know anything about your day or what it took to manage that day. All right? Yeah. So, I mean, listen, if we were all saints, we would have endless amounts of energy and patience and focus and that type of thing. I do think that there's something to be said about less screen time for kids. I think that we have no idea how it's going to impact them growing. But listen, when you need a timeout, you need a timeout.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you need to eat, you need to eat.
I know.
And that woman doesn't know anything about how your day went.
Right.
So that's not fair.
I don't like when people judge parenting.
Right,
I don't
right.
like it because you don't know what's going on.
Everybody's process is different,
yeah,
right? And I mean, if your child was trashy, that'd be one thing. Then they could judge you at that moment. The child's 5 months old.
Right.
So, you know, chances are the child's still lovely and wonderful at this point right now. They have no idea, indication otherwise.
Well, she's screaming her head off.
Well, unless they want to come over and change diapers, then they'd know more,
exactly.
Right?
You want to carry her around the restaurant for the next 20 minutes? Go ahead.
Right. I've got one for you here. If you still have a phone that every time you send a message, it has to send it to my phone in 17 separate messages, that's all I need to know about you. I can't follow when it says one of two of two, three of three, or whatever. I can't do that.
I don't even
phone that sends a regular length text message.
Who still has that? Do they even make them?
My friend Bill had, I mean, he sends these long messages. He must be doing dictate to text just like I do. And now I see how terrible it is. But I'll get his response to a message in 5 different messages for some reason.
If his phone is sophisticated enough to know the text, the voice, all that, there's no way.
It's way nicer than a phone. I mean, he's got an S10 or whatever. Plus, I mean, the camera's way better than mine. I can tell you that.
How is this still doing
thanks,
that?
Apple.
All right.
Still waiting on that best camera. But anyways, yeah.
That's all I need to know.
I don't know. I'll show it to you. It's the most annoying thing ever.
The worst is when they're out of order, too. So it's like 2, 1, 3.
You can't follow it.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
You can't follow it. Christian, what do you got?
If all of your spring cleaning involves you throwing your twigs and sticks and leaves right over the fence right into my yard, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, you need to clean your yard.
It's not clean. It's not my mess.
Look at it. Look at my screen. This is one message.
So
look at that.
Weird.
Why does it do that? It's in 6 pieces.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We call them the blessed breakups. Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. What celebrity couple were you secretly happy when they broke up? 1-800-330-9999. The reason why this all comes up is because Adele announced that she's getting a divorce from her husband, Simon Konecki. Actually, they separated 8 or 9 months ago. And the whole reasoning behind it, they say, is that the romantic love was no longer there. They were more like friends than lovers. And they've been together since 2011.
Thank you for the backstory. Let me tell you what comes now.
Yeah.
More Adele music, next Adele tour. It's going to happen. This is all the reasons that she was coming to the stage in a box, in my opinion, before. Is, oh, he wanted her home all the time, all that stuff. Now she's going to get out there, Anna Zapp.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that we've been hearing for months now that she's, you know, she's in the U.S., she's recording a 4th album. And a lot of people are saying, well, what's going to happen with... There's no prenup either. So $180 million is at stake. That's how much she's worth.
Forget the money. Get ready for the saddest music you've ever heard in your entire life.
Well, that's why we call this a blessed breakup, because we were shocked by the internet reacting to news of her getting divorced, because I was like, oh, that's sad. But no.
Right.
Yeah. People are like, yes, she's going to be sad forever.
Encore. Encore, Adele.
Exactly. So we've decided to pull 3 of the saddest Adele clips ever.
Oh, please. Give them to me.
She tried.
She did. I mean, She doesn't even know what she did wrong. But she's trying to tell you. She's trying to apologize. Oops.
Anymore.
Oh, it's sad. It's almost like a guttural cry at the end there.
Yeah, that's from a hello. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it doesn't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore.
Remember that's just going to be a runner-up to the sad lyrics that are coming forward.
Right. This is
what else do you have for saddest so far?
How about this one? Here's the thing.
Isn't that the one where the guy left the country to get away from her? Isn't that in the lyrics? Because I say that every time that song is on. I'm like, he left the country and
he hated you. That's from Send My Love. Send my love to your new lover. Treat her better. And the thing I like about that is, like, it's kind of upbeat and poppy. But she's saying, like, hey, I know you're with somebody new now. Right. Tell him I said, what's up, y'all?
You didn't have to cancel your visa to break up. We could have just broken the lease if we had talked about this as adults.
Or how about this one? How was one?
What do you got?
Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Sometimes it hurts instead, Raven.
Right. Sometimes it works out.
Sometimes it doesn't.
But this time it's not going to.
And that's going to bring a massive fourth album.
Do you think it will be the saddest ever, or will it be upbeat? I think it's going to have both.
No.
I'm marching on your heart.
No. The one thing Adele does is rip your heart apart.
Okay.
And this is going to be so gut-wrenching sadness.
Well, let's be real.
Our way.
This is not the only celebrity breakup that has turned beneficial or that we thought was a good idea in history.
Right. The blessed breakups, that's what we call it. What celebrity couple were you secretly happy that they broke up? 1-800-330-9999. We're talking about the Adele breakup. She's been separated from her husband now for 8 or 9 months. And we're like, oh, that's sad. Then it turns out the internet was not sad. They were pumped because they're like, she's working on a new album. This is the best breakup ever.
Right. It's kind of like winning the sad music lottery.
Yep. We call it blessed breakups. And we want to know what celebrity couple broke up and you were secretly happy about it.
They haven't exactly broken up yet.
Oh.
But I can't wait
till
Jason Momoa divorces his wife.
Oh, that is so sad. Now, that's because you're after Jason Momoa, not because Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are not a good match. I think they're a great match.
Killed it on the Cosby Show.
Oh my gosh, you're so mean.
I love her. Nothing personally against her, but I just want her husband.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for the call, Mr. Steal Your Man.
Right.
What the? Oh my gosh.
That's great. 1-800-330-9999. What is the blessed couple that you're happy that they broke up? We're calling this blessed breakups. What celebrity couple were you secretly happy broke up? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. This all comes up because Adele has announced that she's separated and getting a divorce from her husband, Simon Konecki.
It's sad news. Of course it is.
Except everybody started rejoicing on the internet like it was the greatest thing that ever happened because they know she's working on her fourth album, and now they're super excited about it.
Well, listen, it's going to be the saddest music you've ever heard in your life.
It's true.
Right? I think there's going to be one or two anthem jams where it's like, get up, get out there. But at the same time, it's going to be sad.
It's going to be really sad.
Oh, it's going to be riveting.
So it got us thinking, like, well, what celebrity couple were you secretly happy broke up? We're going to get your calls in a little bit, but I got to start with mine.
Okay.
Do you remember when...
Sounds selfish, but okay.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes... like, first got together.
Yeah, it's strange, man. I love Dawson's Creek. You know that.
So this is the clip from when Tom Cruise jumped on the Oprah's couch.
Oh, so weird.
And when you listen back to it, you realize we should have seen this coming.
I help a lot of people. A lot of people call me for advice on career and life, and I'm kind of known for that. And so I meet with people, and I wanted to meet this woman, and I met her, and she's... I met her.
You met her.
Yes. Extraordinary. She's truly... She's...
And then he starts jumping on a couch, and then he tries to turn her into a Scientology freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when he met for advice, basically, he means that he went, he corralled, she had been auditioned.
Recruited them.
Right. And then he gave her a cyborg brain.
Yeah, exactly.
That expired after 4 years, luckily for her.
So when they announced that breakup, and I thought like she was being held against her will for many years.
The whole world assumed it. Right. The whole world assumed it.
I was like, oh, that is great news. And now I see her with Jamie Foxx, and they're finally coming out. And I'm like, yes, like, be happy. Be
it
proud.
Took 6 years before they even got filmed holding hands somewhere. Like, the rumor was she had some sort of agreement. I'll see your Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, and I'll raise you a Sandra Bullock and Jesse James.
What kind of person jumps out of a window, you know, because she can't sit still, you know, be alone?
She's America's sweetheart.
She
Jesse
is.
James, you're a scumbag.
He really is.
Listen, that was from, that's a movie from 25 years ago. Guess what? She's still sweet, even by being chased by things that kill you when you can't see. Still don't understand what happened in Bird Box, but
right.
She's still wonderful in it.
This. Oh, it's purely survival.
Purely survival.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when she goes and steals the lingerie because she's in love. Cue the music. They're going to kiss now.
She survived.
She's still wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm Mallory!
Yep. Wow. How about the breakup of Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin? And this is just so mean because she says the dumbest things like this.
All the time.
I am incredibly close to the common woman in that I am a woman.
Yep.
We all are in a physical body with beating heart.
We do. We all have hearts. Right.
She's
bodies.
Alive. Right. And she has the Y chromosome. Congratulations.
Therefore,
the extra one. Right? Right?
I mean, congratulations. In my mind, and this is mean.
We're all the same.
In my mind, Chris Martin is really nice, and she's just, like, the meanest lady ever.
You know what? The two of them are a little too melancholy for my liking. I'll give you that. you know, I think that the one nowadays that everybody can get behind, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
She's just, there's no part of Angelina Jolie that I think to myself is, wow, she's nice. And it's not like I've never met the woman. Right. I have no idea. I've never been in a room with her, but her face.
See, I'm
change that face.
I disagree. My whole thing, the reason why I was happy they broke up is because I always have been and always will be on Team Jennifer.
I just don't. I mean, it's not like you were in gym class. They weren't picking teams. Just saying. but I understand what you're saying.
1-800-330-9999. What celebrity couple were you secretly happy broke up? The blessed breakup, we call it. We're calling it the blessed breakup. Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. What celebrity couple were you secretly happy broke up? Mm. And the reason why we bring this up, 1-800-330-9999, is because Adele has announced that she separated from her husband, Simon Konecki, which you would think is sad.
Yeah.
But the internet is all excited because she's working on her fourth studio album, which means more of this.
Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Sometimes it's a good effort, but it still falls apart.
Oh, no.
I mean, we don't want to be joyous in somebody else's pain.
No.
But frankly, we're going to reap the rewards on this thing. It's kind of like winning the sad music lottery.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. What celebrity couple were you secretly kind of happy that they broke up? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Anna's shortlist.
Yeah.
What made it so pleasant for you? The fact that you thought you were going to get better Coldplay music and stop hearing his shout-outs from the stage? Or what? I just need to know.
Oh, no. My fantasy about Gwyneth. No.
Oh, that's crazy.
You're one of those guys. Sir, I can't talk to you.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the celebrity couple you were secretly happy broke up?
Hi, it's Ben Affleck and Lindsay.
Wait a minute. Ben
Lindsay?
Lindsay.
Who's Lindsay?
Lindsay who?
I can't even pronounce her name. Jalukas? Yeah. What,
the one that he was with 2 seconds ago for about 2 minutes?
Exactly.
He went to rehab after that third date. That one doesn't even count.
I don't even know what that's about, that Lindsay. The reason that we should be happy at the blessed breakup is when Ben Affleck broke up and they broke up with J-Lo because she was clearly too good for him after that Geekly movie, Geekly, remember?
Nobody can say it correctly. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's more to blame in that breakup. It felt to me like he was just kind of her lapdog. But, of course, it did lead to Jennifer Gardner, who is a saint,
right.
Who rides rainbows. On unicorns, and will be welcomed into heaven and given a seat next to the banquet manager, which is also close to the lab. She'll have all the conveniences up there because she's super nice.
She's also on the cover of People's Most Beautiful Woman.
Congratulations, Jennifer Gardner. You're beautiful inside and out. Ben Affleck, you've just failed up your entire romantic life.
I feel like breaking up with him was the best decision of her life.
Anna and Raven, what is the celebrity breakup that you were secretly so stoked about?
Mary J. Blige and Casey.
Yeah, Casey's a nice guy, but I felt like every guy that Mary J. has been with has not been good enough for her. Does anybody else hear that?
I just think nobody's good enough for Mary J.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Nobody is good enough for Mary J. I'm with you.
Right.
She needs to break up with all of them because all of them just taking her money.
Yep.
But Casey did have them couple hits, though, and I love Jodeci. That was baby making time.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity couple are you secretly happy broke up?
I'm thinking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh. Top of my list.
She got him. She doesn't deserve him. And the way that he broke Jennifer's heart,
yep.
He doesn't deserve to be happily married. And those kids, they went from rags to riches already. So he can't have it all.
So let me just, I want to clarify here, though. So what is the part that makes you most happy that they broke up? Is it that he broke Jennifer Aniston's heart? Is it that he supposedly stepped out or whatever, or she was there to scoop up the marriage or ruin it? Or is it just Angelina Jolie's resting bee face? case because all of those are real things for me.
She lost him the way she got him.
Yeah.
And you get him because he's cheating. That's how you're going to lose him.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity couple are you secretly happy broke up?
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Oh. I mean, that's hurtful for Pete Davidson. I mean,
he seems to be doing okay now with Kate Beckinsale.
He is. I'd rather go with Kate Beckinsale myself over Ariana Grande anyways.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because she's been through it. She's a woman, Anna. She's experienced life. She's going to be more understanding. And she's probably going to help him clean his room. And he does live in his mom's basement.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Isabel and Theo are joining us together this morning. Isabel, we're going to start with you. What's going on?
My husband surprised me with a new car, which is very flattering. I know. I've never gotten such a big gift in my life.
Right.
Pretty cool. Except that it was not the car that I wanted. I mean, I'm pretty particular. I wanted a moonroof for my next car and bright red. And I just hate red. And now I just don't like it. And I feel guilty. So it's a double. I don't know.
I get it. I don't think that most people get new cars as gifts. Used cars, sure. But a new car is a gift. It's a huge gift, obviously. You don't expect it.
Yeah. I mean, you see those commercials on Christmas time,
right,
which is
those
nice.
People don't exist.
Right, but not even they don't exist. It's one thing to get surprised with a car, but why would you do that?
It's such a personal choice. Theo, what made you think that you could, figure out what kind of car she would really want?
Because my wife and I love each other, so I thought she'd be ecstatic to get a new car.
Hide behind your love. Hide behind your love, Theo. I need to know where the cup holder is going to be, whether or not I like the radio. I mean, these are personal choices.
I have to be in this every day.
Well, yeah, darling, in hindsight, yes, I mean, I could have done a better job of, doing a little reconnaissance to seeing what specifics you wanted, but you were saying that you needed a bigger car for the kids, and I thought I was surprising you and doing something nice.
Why wouldn't you say to her, like a normal married couple, hey, we need a bigger car, let's go shopping and find one?
Baller, well, that's why.
I thought a surprise was doing something nice. Sometimes you come home with a bouquet of flowers just for saying, thanks for being my wife. And sometimes you say, hey, honey, look, got you a brand new car because, I love you.
Thanks for being my wife.
He was bowling it.
All right,
it happens.
Get that. From what I understand, Isabel, is this car is staying in your family because you've signed all the paperwork and that's it. So what is the solution that you're proposing?
For me to take his car and him to drive this car that he chose and bought because clearly he saw something in it that I don't.
Great.
That makes sense.
Right. Could be worse. Could be a station wagon. Right, Theo?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to drive a bigger car. Thought that she would have loved a red car, but that's also not my color. I'm not a fireman. I'm not a girl. That's kind of more of a girl car. So
I see he's a little nervous even saying it.
Right. But if you're committed now to be in on the race here, let's find out what the audience thinks.
So if you agree with Theo, then you know what? It was a nice surprise. It's a gift, Isabel. Drive your new red SUV. But they may see your side, too. It's not what you asked for. So you guys are going to switch cars. And Theo, now you drive the red new SUV. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
That's why we're here.
I do. Thank you, guys.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Theo surprised his wife, Isabel, with a new SUV. Here's the problem. It's not one that she really wanted, and it's red, and she can't stand it. Her solution? We're going to trade cars. You drive this, I'll drive your car.
Listen, it's a very generous gift, no question about it, but it's a huge thing. How does anybody choose a car for somebody else unless that poor person had previously pointed to it and said, yep, that one?
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, he bought her a brand new car. Appreciate it. My ex wouldn't even buy me aspirin when I had a headache. Take the car.
Sadness. All right.
Thank you for the call. Yeah. I mean, I think it's convenient for us to just say, it was such a great gift. And obviously, it's awesome to think that somebody went out of their way for you. But you're talking about a commitment. He didn't go buy it cash. They have to pay for this car. And now what? You drive it for 5 years and you hate it?
Yeah, it's a tough call. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. She said he didn't even buy me aspirin when I had a headache. Isabel is not happy because her husband bought her a brand new car. car. That's not why she's not happy.
Right.
He didn't ask for any input from her and ended up getting her an SUV she didn't really want in a color that she really can't stand, red.
Right. She didn't say she wanted this maker model. She didn't say she wanted these accessories or lack thereof. And she definitely did not say she wanted that color.
So now she wants to trade cars with him, but he's not on board because men don't drive red cars, he says. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport, Couples Court. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side because it's not her car. I think they should go back to the car dealership and tell them what happened. It might cost a few dollars to make an exchange, but get a vehicle that she wants.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a deeply personal decision. When it's your vehicle, that's your haven everywhere that you're traveling, you know?
Right.
When you love your car, it makes a big difference.
You want to surprise me? Surprise me with a trip to Aruba, not with a car, you know?
How about give me a car gift certificate? That'd be all right. I go pick out my own.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on the guy's side. Look, I bought my wife a red Mercedes-Benz. She was concerned about how much the gas cost, and she traded it for an electric car, a Prius. That led to our divorce. So don't look at your fortune
now.
It's
not nice to look.
Your husband did you a favor and enjoy your car.
Thank you. But what that does show is what different pages that you're on.
Right.
That she wanted a Prius and you brought her a Mercedes.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's Mars and Venus. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's Mars and Venus. And we all know Prius drivers are the most insane drivers out there. We do know that.
I got cut off by one the other day.
Oh, my God. They're crazy. I told you I got passed by one in a blizzard doing 85.
Right.
85.
Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. He got you a gift. You should appreciate it. Plus, call the dealership or call an auto shop and get the color changed.
Yep.
Get the color change. Are you familiar with the process of painting a car? Get the color change.
Is it hard? I actually have no idea.
There's no point where she ever said she didn't appreciate it. There's no point where she said that.
Yeah.
She wasn't a baby about any of it. This is the vehicle you're going to drive the next 5 years. If you don't like looking at it when you walk out of the house, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how generous a gift, if it's still somewhat inconsiderate, in my opinion.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Isabel, our audience agreed with Theo. A gift is a gift, and just be thankful and hold your head high and ride that new ride.
Oh, man. It is going to be a lot to get used to. I mean, I guess I felt this way about my last car when it was new. I just don't like change. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to drive safer because cops always pull over people in red cars. So I guess that's a plus. I'm going to be really self-conscious, which I should always be safe in the car. So there's a lot of pluses here, I guess.
Here's the key. Accessorize. Make it your own.
Yes. Maybe I can take it back to the lot and get them to add some stuff in that I want.
Sounds like more presents, Theo.
Yeah. I mean, Theo, I think if you've learned anything here is talk to your wife before you make major decisions like this. Surprises are nice, but like earrings, not things that she has to drive every day.
Oh, no, I understand. I mean, I might have... shot for the moon here, but cooler heads prevail here. I didn't think it was that big of a deal or that bad of a thing. Got one for the home team.
All right, cool. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know, you bought
Spent
it.
Hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dance.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Marianne, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Marianne.
All right, Marianne, here's how it works. I'm going to ask for you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can, and then I'll invite Raven back into our soundproof studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven, but if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Marianne, number one, this store will start accepting Amazon returns in all its stores starting in July.
Cool.
Number two, Netflix wins as the Academy will leave Oscar eligibility rule unchanged. What color is an Oscar statue?
Gold.
Number three, Jennifer Gardner has nabbed the cover of People's Beautiful People issue. What ABC show did she star in as a double agent for the CIA?
I don't know.
Number four, Taylor Swift performed at the Time 100 Gala. What nominated Best Picture was her boyfriend Joe Alwyn in?
I don't know.
At number five, Vans has announced they will release Harry Potter-themed shoes. Who's the author of Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
All right. Let's bring Raven back in. Raven! Okay.
How'd you do?
Marianne got 3 out of 5.
Okay, let's see how I do.
Number one. This store will start accepting Amazon returns in all its stores starting in July.
I saw this. It's the greatest news ever. Kohl's.
Yeah, I agree. So fantastic.
The great thing is, too, is Kohl's never even looks in the box.
What?
I'm not sure if that's going to change the way that Kohl's takes their returns in the future, but you can return something to Kohl's that you don't have a receipt from 3 years ago, and they're like, yep, you're good.
Yeah. Kohl's is the best. All right, let's see. Marianne's still leading you 3-1. Number two, Netflix wins as the Academy will leave Oscar eligibility rules unchanged. Mm. What color is an Oscar statue?
Oscars are gold, of course.
That's right. Marianne's still leading you 3-2. Number three, Jennifer Garner has nabbed the cover of People's Most Beautiful People issue. What ABC show did she star in as a double agent for the CIA?
I want to get the name right. Alias?
That's right. Yep. You guys are tied at 3.
Did you see Peppermint?
No, what's Peppermint?
See that movie.
Yeah?
Don't turn it on while Hayden's with you. It's very dark. It's Jennifer Garner. It's very, I mean, I found it fantastic.
She
very
has,
intriguing.
For one of America's sweethearts, she has a lot of range in her
acting. Tons of range.
Yeah.
Total bad.
Yeah.
She is a baddie. Like, she's a tough girl. Add it to your Netflix list, you in the car.
Number four, Taylor Swift performed at the Time 100 Gala.
Saw
what 2018 Oscar-nominated Best Picture was her boyfriend Joe Alwyn in?
Oh, God. 2018 Best Picture. Did you say nominee or winner?
Nominated. I'm sorry, it's 2019. Yeah, this year.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
The Favorite. All right, you guys are still tied at 3. Number 5, Vans have announced that they will release Harry Potter-themed shoes. Who's the author of Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
That is correct. I'm sorry, Marianne. Raven beat you 4-3 this morning.
Woo!
I'm Marianne in Westport, and I can't be Raven.
But thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
If you missed it, this happened at the Mohegan Sun Golf Course.
Imagine standing on a golf course, and all of a sudden, you're attacked by a bobcat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh boy. Oh.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. That's exactly what happened. A bobcat attacked a golfer at the Mohegan Sun Golf Course. And it actually attacked the golfer after it already attacked a horse.
Yeah.
And tested positive for rabies. This was a crazy bobcat.
Yeah, this bobcat was totally out of control. No question about it there.
Yeah.
But I love that anchors, and he's so upset for him.
He's like,
the humanity.
You're out there, you're enjoying yourself on the golf course, and then all of a sudden a beast is on your back trying to murder you.
Here is the golfer talking about how he feels after the attack.
I feel pretty good. The biggest discomfort is in my right shoulder and my right hip from where I landed when this thing was on my back.
I mean, I hate to be laughing. I mean, this is an older gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all he wants to do is golf. It's just a typical golf fan where, like, that's all he's concerned about. And I mean, this is a man who got bit on the head and on his shoulder and torn apart by this cat. And he hurt himself the most when he landed on it falling over.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? Yeah, you have to accept that he would get a little bit upset and probably say some bad words, right?
I guess so. I mean, it could all be taken into account. It was painful.
We can't repeat what he said.
Oh.
I said, what the is this?
That's accurate. Yep.
Can you imagine that anchor was like, no!
Don't repeat what he said.
Don't repeat that.
All right, play it. We need the clicks.
Just make sure that we do. Just beep it out. But the best part about this whole bobcat attack that happened at the Mohegan Sun Golf Course was his defense mechanism.
Oh.
John was trying to hit it with a golf club, but he was afraid to hit me.
Oh, there's your boy. I had your back, bro.
I was going to go after it with the golf club, but I didn't want to accidentally smack you in the head with this one.
You're way back.
We thought, just in case you're ever attacked by a bobcat, we should probably fill you in on what you're supposed to do to defend yourself.
What do you got, Amazap?
According to DesertUSA.com, because I guess bobcats, that's where they attack the most.
Right. Sure.
Uh-huh. This is what you should do. If you encounter a bobcat,
yep.
You should keep as much distance between you and the animal as possible.
Tough to do when it's on your back trying to kill
thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for that information. We appreciate that.
I'll do my best.
Next, immediately protect children and pets. You.
All right.
Raven, you die. Save the children.
Oh, I see. All right, so coat the children, basically.
Yep. Take one for
over
the
children, right, okay, to protect them.
Here's my favorite. Back away from the bobcat slowly and deliberately.
Deliberately?
Right.
I mean, I'd be running for my life, which I know is not the right thing to do.
That, which brings me to number four, avoid running away, because that could trigger a pursuit response.
Right, right.
If a bobcat is chasing you, just protect the kids. It's like sacrifice yourself.
A cat laser pointer is what you really need handy at any moment, right? Just to be ready to go.
If you're ever being attacked by a bobcat, if possible, spray the animal with water.
Okay. Carrying a water bottle.
Like Mr. Bobcat, I need to get some water.
It's like five steps to remember here. What am I doing? Am I slowly backing away? Am I protecting the children, spraying the thing with water at the same time?
You better have a water gun on you at all points.
Oh, my gosh.
But most importantly, when possible, while backing away deliberately, make a lot of noise. Banging pans, for instance.
Right.
So anytime you go golfing, you need to bring pans, a water gun, but definitely no small children or animals that you're going to have to protect.
Man, I really hope that this lion attacks me when I'm in my kitchen or something like that for convenience.
Imagine standing on a golf course and all of a sudden you're attacked by a bobcat.
Boy.
Boy.
Do you imagine?
Well, now you're ready, Connecticut. Good luck.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you could always email my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden, at star999.com. She doesn't have any real qualifications to give advice, but she's always got something to say.
Well, it's easier than going to an office, sitting in there until you can lay on somebody's couch and wondering if they're awake. She'll give it to you straight anyways.
That's right. All right, Hayden, today's email says, "Hi, Hayden. I'm writing a speech for 8th grade about gender inequalities, and I have to present my speech in front of the class. I'm very shy and I'm very nervous about it. Any tips about public speaking? What do you think?"
Well, if you're giving a public speech in front of a class, to start with, what you want to do is you should stand up straight, be able to look at who you're talking at. So don't always be looking at a screen or paper. Always look up at who you're talking at.
Do you remember any of the tips that I've taught you about when you've been on stage or anything like that?
Always look up, always smile, and be able to pronunciate your words clearly.
Enunciate, but okay, we'll take that. What else?
You have to rehearse a lot until you've got most of it in your head memorized. You could practice it in the shower, in front of a mirror. If you have siblings, you can even practice it in front of siblings. But the number one thing you shouldn't do is picture everybody in their underwear. I mean, seriously, who wants to see that?
I never understood why people always said when you're giving speeches, just picture everybody in their underwear. To me, that never made any sense. Like, I would find that distracting, don't you think?
I guess, you big perv. The thing is to take away their power, right? So if you imagine somebody else is in a more uncomfortable situation than you are, then you therefore will feel emboldened. Not necessarily better than them, but you'll feel strong. You won't feel as weak or inadequate in the situation. That's all. Not like, hey, you look good with your clothes off. Check out my x-ray vision.
Gross.
Anna Zapp.
No, gross. You know, it was actually the best advice I used to give, because I used to teach public speaking many, many years ago.
Here we go. Job drop from Anna Zapp.
Look at the top of people's heads, not in the eye. They can't tell the difference. That's true.
It's
true.
Basically like jumping off of a tall building with your eyes closed. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, because they think that you're looking them in the eye, but the truth is, like, when you look at somebody in the eye, it always makes you a little uncomfortable and throws you off. So, right now, I'm staring directly at the top of your head, Christian. Can you tell?
Christian, no. Are you envisioning him naked as well?
No.
Is that what you've been doing since the show's been going on?
Ew, Raven. What is wrong with you?
Oh, you set it up, man.
It's over.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden at star999.com. Hayden, Hayden at star999.com. See you next week.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Bob Fiore is the president of the Connecticut Epilepsy Advocate Milford, and you guys have been doing a lot of great stuff to help those really become aware of epilepsy. Now, Bob, why did you get involved and create this organization?
I've had epilepsy since birth, discovered when I was 9 months old, and there's so many nonprofits out there that focus on epilepsy or other health issues, but all they know is make a donation, make a donation. Now, trust me, we don't mind the donation, but the only way you could help people living with epilepsy is find what their problem is and try to help that problem.
I mean, it's best to understand, obviously, what you're dealing with. I think you're right, right? If there's no face or information that's associated directly with it, it is just somebody else with their hand out.
Exactly. So what we do is try to do a one-on-one basis.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know much about epilepsy. And I know you said you were discovered very, very young. So what kind of disease is it? What does it affect?
Epilepsy is a neurological disorder that affects the electrical functions in the brain. There is no cure for epilepsy. So depending upon the individual, myself, I'm lucky I had a surgery 11 years ago. So I'm seizure-free, but I still have epilepsy and I still have to take medication. Some forms of epilepsy are incurable, like LGS, which is Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, or Dravet syndrome. And I feel sorry because so many of these kids, we lose them. But the bottom line is if there's some way you could focus on epilepsy, help people with epilepsy, that's what we're all about.
So all the information you need is at ct-ea.org.
Correct.
ct-ea.org. We've got a really fun event that's going on this Sunday to kind of, well, one, get donations, but also raise awareness and bring it to the community. And that's going on at Bolero Milford Strikeout Epilepsy. Give us the info on that.
Sure. Strikeout Epilepsy is our only fundraiser. It takes place Sunday, April 28th at Bolero Lanes. We have people come in. We like 4 to 6 people per lane. And you just bowl, because the whole idea of this is raising awareness to epilepsy. Doesn't matter what your score is. You're there to have fun and learn.
More info on that, ct-ea.org. And also, you hold 6 blood drives a year.
The Red Cross and myself, we've formed a partnership running blood drives. For decades, people living with epilepsy could not donate blood. When we found out they could, we have a special page on the website for blood donation, and it explains the whole criteria. Quickly, people living with epilepsy, if you're seizure-free for a minimum of 2 years and you're on specific medication, they will tell you whether you can or cannot donate blood. So I always say, look, if you can't donate blood, we understand. So please find 3 others who can.
Bob, what's your best bowling score?
It was like a 209.
I mean, that's decent.
I don't even know what that means.
Right.
But I think that you forgot to lead with the best part about what's going on at Strikeout Epilepsy, and that's unlimited pizza and supreme nachos.
I knew you were going to get there. I knew you were going to get
unlimited
there.
Unlimited soft drinks, and water, too. Absolutely. We can't be pushing that water. It's too healthy. But definitely the unlimited pizza and nachos.
Yeah.
It's all there. Like we say, check-in is 11:30. Bowling starts at noon, and about 20 minutes later, all the food comes out, so you could scoff it down and enjoy it.
Again, that's ct-ea.org for more information. Go check out Connecticut Epilepsy Advocate Bob Fiore. He's the president, joining us this morning on Star.